See, there is an understanding with Jesus. There is a looking forward to a time where the kingdom of God will come to rest here on this earth. And in the kingdom of God, this miracle and all the other miracles where he raises the dead, gives legs back to the lame, heals the lepers, all of those other miracles are not the point. The point is that they are a preview of the kingdom to come. In God's kingdom, here on the earth, when Jesus Christ returns in power and glory, there will be no more blindness, no more lames, no more sick, no more death. There will be none of those things in the kingdom of God. The point is not the healing. The point is the healer and his kingdom. There is coming a day where no one will die in the kingdom of God. Many times we can look at a text like this and we can say, you know what? I need to open up a hospital and start healing all the people who were blind, or I need to do all of these social things. And we get mixed up with the social gospel, and we think that it is the church's primary job to instruct the culture to do better. We think that it's the church's job to say, culture, you need to quit killing babies. You need to quit putting people in slavery. You need to outlaw prostitution. You need to do away with corruption. But the point of this miracle is not to do away with those things. The point is that God will do away with those things. God will do away with those things. Should we be the voices on the front line? Absolutely. But our message should not be to sanitize a corrupt world. Our message is that God calls all men everywhere to repent of their sins and look forward to the day when the King rules over his earth. One day, he will not sanitize the world. He'll burn it up. And he'll make a new heavens and a new earth where there will be no night and there will be no sun, for the Son of God will sit on his throne and he will be the light. That's what we look forward to. So rather than preaching this social gospel that the world would clean themselves up, just preach the gospel and win people to Jesus. It says that Bartimaeus got up and followed him, glorifying God. That's the point. We glorify him just like we will in the days of the kingdom.